Hi, this is Gabby, Justin, and Tiffany again, and this is kind of like a part two. We didn't really finish part one, so now we're going to be asking questions to each other, and I'm going to start off with Tiffany. Tiffany, who is like your favorite character in the book, The Great Gatsby?
I think I like Gatsby a lot, but like, he's also very like, I don't know. Like, I like Gatsby because, like, I feel like he's a main character and he's, like...
He's important.
He's very important to the book. So, like, I feel like without him, obviously, the book, like, can't really happen.
Yeah.
Because he's, like, what's, like, priority the guys around it. Yeah. How about you, Justin? What's your favorite character?
My favorite character is... Let's see. Who's actually pretty... let me go with, I'm gonna have to go with Gatsby, you know, because he look like he living the life out there. He got like a pool, he got a waiter, got a servant, you know how it is. He's like living the life out there. Like, this man's house is big, having parties, people showing up, people saying, but I mean, I'm gonna have to go with Gatsby, yeah. What do you think, Gabby?
I agree with both of you guys. I think Gatsby was, like, my favorite character. Because, I don't know, like, there's just something about him that, like, I really like. I like how he stood up for Daisy and took the blame for her. That was really... it was good, yeah. What about... Who is your least favorite character?
That's what I was gonna
ask. Oh, okay. Yeah, who's your least favorite character, everybody? Justin, here's Justin.
Oh, yeah, my least favorite character is that man, Tom.
Why Tom?
Yeah, because he's being so bogus. He was cheating on Daisy and then acted like he wasn't cheating, acted all cool and all with her, trying to protect her from Gatsby. But when he is the real bad guy here, he's cheating on her. He had a whole mistress. But then as soon as she died, he started acting all weird and all, keeping her in a... How about you, Gabby?
I think my least favorite character is George Wilson because he's the one that shot the Great Gatsby for no reason. Yeah. I don't know. It's just I don't like Tom. I mean, George Wilson, my bad. Okay, what about you, Tiffany?
I could agree with Gabby because honestly, like, the thing that he did at the end, like, when he just killed him for no reason.
Really wrong. That's like... Him. That wasn't going to solve anybody's problems.
Honestly.
Yeah. Justin, do you have any questions? No? Tiffany?
How about what is your favorite scene in the chapter?
My favorite scene, let's see. There were so many great scenes throughout the movie and the book in chapter 8. But let's see. I would say my favorite scene. Wait, like in a book or in the movie?
Well, both.
We only read chapter 8. On the movie, like, my favorite scene in the movie was probably when The Great Gatsby and Daisy reunited. That was so cute.
Oh, that was such a cute.
Yeah,
it was so cute.
What about you, Justin?
Oh, my favorite scene is when the party was going on, and then Nick met Gatsby for the first time. When he turned around, he was like, "Oh, you're Great Gatsby," and all that. That was my favorite scene when he first met him. How about you, Tiffany?
My favorite scene was probably... I feel like the whole entire ending was like my favorite scene because I feel like it's just so dramatic and like it was so much chaos, and like that's the type of movies I usually go for is like chaos and stuff like that.
No. Did you guys like Daisy?
No,
you guys didn't. Why?
Daisy is a
terrible person.
Yes.
She basically caused all the chaos at the end, if you really think about it.
She really
like
did.
She's the one that took Gatsby's car and she was driving it around.
Well, she didn't take it. She had like Gatsby's permission. Yeah. But she was the one that was driving reckless to cause all the chaos.
Yeah.
I think she did it on purpose.
She did it on purpose?
Yeah. I think so too. Honestly. Why? Because all that chaos cannot just be for an accident.
But like, why would she do it on purpose?
Have you seen her?
Have you seen her?
I mean, like...
Have you seen her? Like,
towards the end, I didn't like how she was running off. with a different man. Wait, who was that? Tom, right?
Tom.
Yeah, Tom.
But Tom was running off with other females too, so I mean.
Yeah.
He was running off with other females too, so I mean. I don't know. It's just weird. Those two are a perfect couple for each other. They like to lie. Watch, they're gonna get their hearts broken soon. Just wait.
Yeah. Do you have any questions, Justin?
I mean, what was your favorite house in the movie?
Favorite house?
Yes. Who had the best house?
Obviously, the Great Gatsby.
Yeah, Great Gatsby. Like,
did you not see Tom's house?
Yeah, but like.
Did you not see Tom's house?
Why is Tom's house so great, huh?
It's not great. I'm just saying. It's like a mansion, too. It was like the same.
Okay, but have you seen Gatsby's house?
It's a mansion.
Hey, I mean, it wasn't that great at first. Did you see the beginning? Like, it was all dirty and all. They had to fix it up.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
Stop. No, stop.
Honestly, throughout the book in Chapter 8, I would say the most that... Let's see. What item symbolized the most on Chapter 8 was probably the pool. Because it's like, it's
where everything went downhill.
Where everything went downhill first off. And it's always luxurious, like the pool. Like, come on. Yeah. Like, once you have a pool, you know, like, you have money. He has a mansion. And that's like part of the American dream.
Yeah.
Having
I feel like I feel like the pool didn't represent like the whole chaos. I feel like the car did because
the yellow car,
yeah, because that caused the accident, and then that caused
poor
the
Myrtle.
Whole yeah that caused like the whole entire like accident happened, and then that caused them to have the chaos and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. It was pretty hectic. Let's see, what else? What do you think symbolizes?
Some lies?
Symbolize.
You said some lies?
No.
Some lines?
Symbolize. In the book, like, what symbolizes?
Well, this is the end of our podcast. This is Justin.
This is Gabby.
And this is Tiffany.